We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend here in the big DFW. Ready to share with you all the glorious things you ever want to know about mortgages. With us today is Tress Collins.
Good morning.
Uncle Bubba.
Hello.
And I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are TexasLending.com. We've been around Texas for the last 20 years doing home loans. Incorporated here in North Dallas since 2001, going on our 19th year of incorporation here this year. And we are happy to share with you all the things that you want to know about buying, refinancing, getting home equity loans, maybe your reverse mortgage. We can talk to you about FHA, VA, jumbo loans, USDA loans, and all the below. Call us today. Call us today. If you'd like to get on the air, we have never had a caller call on the air here on the fan. We'd love for you to call us. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. You can also call our office at 972-387-4600. We take text here, and we are not part of the ticket, so we have a text line for you to text with your mortgage questions. 972-387-4600. Oh, the fan. Did I say that? On the fan, yes. I meant the fan. Sorry. I am having loan timers here. 972-387-4600. That is the number that you can text us at. They went and changed the rules. We used to be able to text to the fan, and then they changed it. Now we have to have you text us at the company here. 972-387-4600. You can call there or text there. We have some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas. Make sure that you text us now. Talk about what you want to get out of your home loan. Maybe you didn't know that mortgage rates have dropped over 2% since last year. We are seeing the lowest bond yields in history right now. Some of the lowest bond yields in history. Mortgage rates are still catching up to these low bond yields. I've been reading, though, Gary, Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
I've been reading that, you know what, maybe the buying of bonds has been overbought and that these things might bounce back a little bit. So we're seeing some of the lowest rates of all time right now. If you want to get that refinance done, call us for one of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. Call us today, and we can help you.
And why don't you explain about that, about the bond? Because you know, when everybody said, oh, they lowered the interest rates, you know, and they
yeah.
What is the bond?
I can make it real simple for people. Now, there are when we make investments, most people don't understand. Everyone understands buying stock.
Right.
You buy stock. Maybe you get a dividend. Maybe they send you some money when they make money, right? It goes up in value. You can sell your stock. Not many people understand what the word bond means. I didn't. Before I got in the mortgage business, the only bonds I knew were adhesive bonds and 007. Those were the bonds, right? Now, there is something in investing called bonds. And people, it's really just a loan. A bond is a loan. And so let's say they're trying to raise money to build a stadium in Arlington. Above all, you know,
big
who would build a stadium in Arlington, right? And so Arlington says we need to raise some money to build a stadium out here.
Right.
So you can go lend money to the city of Arlington. You might buy $1,000 of bonds, and then they're going to pay you an interest rate every year for 10 years. It's a 10-year bond. I'm going to do a 10-year bond with Arlington. I'm going to give them some money. If I invest, your financial planner might say, hey, they have a great return in Arlington. They're going to pay you 5%. So you give them some money and they pay you 5% fixed rate. It's always 5% every year until it expires. Then they pay you your money back. And hopefully Arlington makes some money off of taxes and other things that go on in the city and restaurants coming in and these other things going on. There are all kinds of bonds out there. When you're doing your 401k, some of your money goes in stocks. Then your financial planner will put some of it in bonds. So, there are city bonds, right?
Mm-hmm.
County. Corporations can issue bonds to build a plant. GM might say, hey, we're going to build a new plant, and so we're going to pay 7% on this plant. If you give us money for 15 years, you give them the money, GM, you can go and issue a bond, and people can invest in it. Financial planners will put some of your money in there. So
wow.
There are corporate bonds. There are city, county. There are government bonds. They're mm-hmm. called treasury bonds. The federal right. government, you will lend them your money. There's a 30-year bond. The short-term ones are called bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do, you know, a three-month bill, right? And so it depends on how long it is. And usually the longer the term, the higher the rate.
Hmm.
So let's say GM wants to borrow money for 30 years versus 6 months. Well, for 6 months, they might pay a little bit, but for 30 years, they're going to pay a higher interest rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually long-term rates, like mortgages, have higher rates than the short-term rates. What's happened recently is the short-term rates are higher than the long-term rates. The overnight rate for the Federal Reserve, for one day alone, an overnight rate, that's the one that they say the Federal Reserve is raising the overnight rate. The Federal Reserve is raising. That is the overnight. It's one day loan. That rate is higher than right now a 10-year Treasury bond.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-year Treasury bond is right around 1.5. So if you want to, the federal government, you're going to give them your money for 10 years. They're only going to pay you 1.5%. But you can lend money for a day, overnight, for 2.5%. The mortgage rates are really very comparable to the long-term rates, the 10-year and the 30-year bond. The mortgage rates usually move similar to the 10-year Treasury bond. So the 10-year Treasury bond is around 1.5. The mortgage rates are a little higher than that, right? So we're seeing mortgage rates really low right now. Mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2.5%. Your credit cards haven't dropped at all.
No.
You can get a home equity loan here at TexasLending.com. Hopefully I made the understanding of what a bond is. It's just a loan you're loaning to a federal government. Or, you know who else has bonds? Mortgage-backed security bonds. Fannie Mae issues bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And Fannie Mae's bonds usually move in lockstep with the 10-year Treasury. They're very similar. Mm. People will compare them and say, oh, I can get a better rate on a mortgage-backed security bond than I can with the Treasury.
I thought it was a great explanation.
Yeah.
So my point is this.
Yeah.
So when people are buying mortgage-backed security, when there is a demand for them, they can pay a lower rate. If they can pay a lower rate, they can offer a lower rate. As a matter of fact, if everyone in the country said, I really want to go out there and lend all my money to Fannie Mae, then Fannie Mae can issue loans at a lower rate. When there is a demand for fixed return, when there is a demand that people want to have something that's a fixed return because the stock market's going crazy and they don't know what they can trust it right now, they put money into fixed returns. Mortgage-backed security bonds are seeing a low rate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have very low rates in the mortgage business. And if you were seeing 30 years back in the mid to low threes right now, we're seeing 15-year mortgages just below, right around 3% or just below it if you're going to pay a discount point to buy your rate down. We're seeing some 15-year rates at 2.75 if you're going to pay a point origination. If you're not paying a point, Gary, you've probably been quoting some loans right around 3% this week for
right.
a 15-year mortgage. The APR is a little bit higher because there's closing costs, but you can get loans without closing cost if you roll the closing cost into the rate.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a little bit higher rate. So what if you're at 4? What if you're at 5? Some of you at 6. Some of you have home equity loans and cashback refinances at 6%. You might be able to get them down. Drop them 2% or more, some of you. And if you can save 2% on a $240,000 loan, you may save $400 a month in interest payments.
Mm.
$400 a month that can go in your pocket.
Mm.
The number here to ask your questions is 972-387-4600. Make sure you text us, 972-387-4600. You can call there as well to a loan officer. You can call us here on The Fan at 877-881-1053.
You know what's great is that we already have text messages in. Somebody text messaged us yesterday.
They text us yesterday.
They want to get theirs in early.
Yeah.
So.
They know
smart.
It's coming. They're getting it prepared. Gary, you've been seeing all week. Are people surprised by how low they are, or do they think?
Yes.
I
think they're shocked because, you know, where they bought their house, a year ago. I'm getting a lot of year ago people, you know, that are trying to, you know, to get their new mortgage, maybe at a lower term. You know, I've been quoting a lot of 25 year.
Some people want 20 years as well.
You might get a 25 year.
You can get a 25 year loan.
Maybe you've been in your house a couple of years, but you know what? For the last couple of years, mortgage rates were a little bit higher. You were talking last year. You're talking, talking about home purchases at 5.25, 5.5. And so if you can drop that rate 2% right now, we've been advertising that it's time to refinance. We've been saying we have some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas on your refis. You can call us now.
And I was checking out yesterday. I was about to leave, and the phone rang, and I picked it up. It was a sales call, and the guy had a $450,000 loan with $400 of mortgage insurance on it.
PMI.
Yeah, he had PMI, wow. And now he's getting
rid of the PMI.
Getting rid of the PMI.
Dropping his rate 2%.
Dropping his rate.
He's saving $800. That guy's saving $1,000 a month.
Yeah, it's about $600-something.
Dang.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
That's $7,000 a year going back in their pocket rather than to a bank or an insurance company. This is what you need to do. Now, listen, people are out there and they're saying, how do I get ahead? You get ahead by paying less to other people, right? That's how you get ahead. It's what excites me in the morning. It helps me wake up. I get excited. I say, let's help people save money. This is one of my happy times right now because I can help save you a lot of money. At TexasLending.com, we have a staff over here. Dozens of employees. We've been around for 20 years. The Consumer's Choice Award winner for the last 12 years in DFW for mortgage lenders.
Boom.
So you got to be around. You got to get the job done. And you have to know what you're doing. And we can do that for you here at TexasLending.com. Tress.
Yeah, Gary. Is that your chewing gum on the table?
Well, yeah. I didn't want to.
That is so gross.
Well, I was looking for a trash can.
So gross.
Well, it lost its flavor on the bedpost overnight, so he had to spit it out here on the table.
Yeah, if I chew, I'm thinking it kind of messes up.
And you need a bottle of 409 and some paper towels in here.
Text lines, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us here on The Fan, 972-387-4600. Make sure you text us now. We want to answer your questions about refinancing. Not only that, buying a home. Buying a home. Listen, we had a builder here. We were closed a loan for a builder this week. The builder's mortgage company quoted a rate 0.5% higher than what our client received from us. And we covered more closing costs for the client than the builder was going to pay for. Our rates are spectacular, and they're real. Call us here at TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Make sure you call us.
Those other companies have fake rates, you know.
Faux. Make them fancy. Faux rates. Okay, we probably have some time to answer a question before we go to break. Are you ready?
Do it.
What is the benefit of a streamlined refinance?
What is the benefit of a streamlined refinance? Now, first of all, you need to understand what the word streamlined refinance is. So there are standard refinances where we get an appraisal. You have some closing costs. You go through the process and we verify your income, your assets, your employment, everything. Make sure that you're good to go. And then we save you some money, right? There's another process called a streamlined refinance that kicks out some of the steps along the way. For example, if your payment's going down on an FHA loan, FHA has a loan and VA has one. It's called a different name, but it's still a VA streamline.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a VA interest rate reduction loan, right?
Earl.
Earl. Yeah. So anyway, there's one more R in there. But for your sake at home, it's an interest rate reduction loan, right? So the streamline refinance typically refers to the FHA loan. And on an FHA loan, if your new payment on your new loan is going to be less than your original payment, we don't need to verify your income. We just verify you're still employed. As long as you're still employed and you're paying your payment, you're dropping your payment. You're already making your payment.
Right.
We verify it, and you can do a streamlined refinance. Also, as long as your new loan amount is not going above your original loan amount, well, you already have an FHA loan. You're refinancing it streamlined through FHA. They don't need another appraisal. That can save you $600. So on a streamlined refinance, as long as your loan amount is less than your original, some of you just got your home last year, you might be rolling in closing cost. However, on streamlines, we typically don't roll in closing cost. So most of them, you're going to have your loan amount below your original loan amount. So most streamlines, you're not going to have. Some people might refinance from conventional to FHA because their credit scores drop. They can get a better rate potentially. So some people will have closing costs on a regular refinance. But the streamline is for that FHA loan, refinancing back to FHA, just dropping their rate at a lower loan amount. So is it beneficial? It's beneficial for you. If you can drop your payment, keep your loan amount the same or less, you're not adding any more principal to your loan. You're just dropping your payments. Maybe you can go to a 20-year. Maybe you go to a 15-year FHA loan and drop your rate a lot. Call us at TexasLending.com. We have some of the lowest streamlined refinance rates in the state of Texas. Call us now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply to TexasLending.com. Gary, have you seen any streamlines lately?
Yeah, I've seen more VA
Earls. A lot of VA Earls.
Yes.
We can do, and we have some of the lowest VA rates. We have not advertised as much as we should. I have three siblings that are veterans. We love our veterans. We take care of you, and we have some of the lowest. It's kind of a secret that TexasLending.com has some of the lowest VA purchase rates and refinance rates in the state. Call us today. We have to take a break because Tress says so. Yep. We come back, we're going to answer more of your questions. Get them in right now, 972-387-4600. That's your text line here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Every weekend here on The Fan, make sure you and your friends, your family, tune in because it's the number one thing that people do on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
That's what we do.
I get more people who say, I listen to the show every Saturday morning.
You know what they should do is they should be barbecuing out at the parking lot, you know?
Tailgating.
We could do it remote, outside. We
can
do
it
remote.
Have some ham and eggs out there. We got to wait till it gets below 170, though.
You ever cook an egg on a grill?
I've never cooked an egg on the grill. No, but
I think that would be kind of challenging.
No, but
unless you were on a griddle on a grill.
I saw that on the Food Channel the other day.
Really?
Oh, but they had it on aluminum foil, and they just
See, that would make sense.
Then they put the foil on the burger and ate the foil with the burger. No, they didn't.
That's gross.
All right, all right. But it cleaned your teeth. All right.
Ew.
All right. We are here,
here,
and you're insides, too. We are here answering your questions, 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've been around for 20 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth helping people with home loans, closing hundreds and hundreds of loans every month right here in North Texas, along with your friends down in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, all over the state of Texas.
Ding dong.
The witch is dead.
Yes.
Yeah. No, there's Ding Dong, Texas, y'all.
Ding Dong, well, Texas.
Ding Dong,
is it Creamfield?
Huh?
Is it Creamfield?
I have no idea.
We are talking,
but we're going there at the end of the month.
Ding Dong,
Ding Dong, Texas.
Well, there's all kinds of places in Texas.
Are you doing
even
a
people
remote?
Who are grown up here? They might not know them all.
I know, right?
Are you doing a remote from there?
Yes, yes, we are.
Let's get to the questions.
All right, what exactly is a no document loan, and are the rates higher?
No-doc loan.
That's a throwback to the past.
Yeah, so back prior to 2008, when everything came crashing down, there were loans called no-doc loans. No documentation of income, no documentation of assets, no job verification.
Just good credit score.
As long as you could fog a mirror, you can get a home loan.
Wow.
And so anyway, the no-doc loan doesn't exist. However, there are loans with less documentation. We can, for example, not have to use tax returns for your income. We can use bank statements. If you have 12 months or 24 months of bank statements that show deposits going in there every month, we can use your average deposits. We don't want to see one deposit of $200,000. And then for the other 23 months, no deposit. We want to see deposits going in your bank account. That's your income. That's your inflow of cash, your cash flow to be able to repay a loan. There is something called the ability to repay. The ability to ATR. Ability to repay. The ATR provisions require that we document your ability to repay a loan. And so mortgage companies are on the hook if we don't properly do that. So we will look at those bank statements. If you have 1099s, you can use those. But there are no, unless you're doing a streamlined refinance where we just verify you're employed still and your payment's going down on a loan you're already paying, then that's about the least amount of documentation you're going to see. Make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. But hopefully, if you're out there and you're trying to get a home loan, you do understand that there are options and there are different conditions for everybody. The situation, Gary, we're in trust for someone might see even less documentation on a conventional loan. Let's say they're putting 40% down with an 840 credit score. And that's a very low-risk loan for Fannie Mae. And so Fannie Mae might say, we only want 1 year of W-2s.
Really?
Or just document your pay stubs for the last, you know. They'll reduce the documentation required. If you show assets, you're putting a big down. Because there's no risk to Fannie Mae if you're putting 40% down. The chance of them losing money if they have to sell the property for foreclosure. The risk is if you're putting very little down, then they have to hire a realtor, and they get to sell it for less if there's a downturn. Mm-hmm. This is all about risk. And so your interest rate's usually based on the amount of risk associated with how the market is weighing that risk.
All right. Are we ready for the next
text one? Text us, 972-387-4600. You can call our office there as well. That same number you can call or text. We'll be happy to take your call. Right now, one of our loan officers here to help you save on your refinance. Rates have dropped over 2% since the middle of last year. As a matter of fact, they're down over 2% since last October when they were at their highest. And make sure you call us now to some of the lowest, if not the lowest, rates in the state of Texas for refinancing.
Okay, here we go. What are out-of-pocket costs for a basic refinance? I have no clue what I'm talking about when it comes to this.
The out-of-pocket you pay here is butt, Bubba.
It is an appraisal fee.
You will pay for the appraisal of your home to an appraiser. And so the appraiser will get paid. They will send us probably about a 20-page appraisal that has pictures of homes that are comparable to yours in the neighborhood and what they sold for and when and all the lot sizes and everything. You'll get a copy of that. That's your out-of-pocket cost. The rest is absorbed by TexasLending.com until you close your loan. You can apply for free. You'll look at your numbers. We'll look at your credit. Say, yeah, you can save this much money. You'll say yay or nay. If you say yay, okay, let's start this thing. We'll get an appraisal. If you say nay, we'll either wait for the rates to drop or we'll wait for you to come to your senses. Because if you can save $100 a month or more, that's $1,000, over $1,000 a year of money going in your pocket. Unless you just like paying interest to banks.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who does.
Trust.
All right. So how do I loan the government money again? And maybe information about a cash out refinance.
So how do you loan money to the government? So if you want to buy a treasury bond, so the government says, hey, because the government doesn't just print money. They have to borrow the money from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not part of the government. It's a private cartel of banks. It's a private.
Cartel.
Okay, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yes,
you're
right.
They are a group of banks. It's a private organization that lends money to the federal government. So the federal government will say, okay, we want to borrow $100 billion. And they will print that for the federal government. Now, the federal government then has to go loan that. Well, the federal government, if they're going to go borrow that, they're going to go get that money, they're going to then say, hey, give us $100 billion, citizens, pension funds, insurance companies who have to put the money somewhere, and they'll put it into a fixed return, and so they will borrow money. And so the federal government will then, you will lend it to them. It's called a bond. The bond is between you and the government that they're going to pay you back, and they're going to pay you back interest. There are mortgage-backed security bonds. You can buy Fannie Mae bonds if you want. Your 401k probably has some of that stuff in there. Talk to your financial planner.
You remember when China was buying all the bonds?
Well, they weren't buying all the bonds. They just made it sound that way. They probably had 1/20th of the bonds.
But remember how the world was going to end because they were going to stop buying them?
Yeah, but some other people have taken over buying those. Japan's been buying a lot of our bonds. That's been the number one buyer of treasury bonds lately. But you know what? After a while, you run out of trillions of dollars from other countries. if you stop buying them, the rates will stop going down. And so, Tress, what's the next question?
The next one we have is, hello, I was curious as to what my options would be and what I should do moving forward to prepare to purchase a house. I'm 25 years old with a credit score in the 730s. My salary is $97,000 a year and my debt is $18,000 in college loans.
Okay. Salary is $97,000 a year at 25 years old.
That's pretty
good. Man, I want to live vicariously through you.
Right?
I don't think I was making $97,000 when I was 25 years old.
I was making $14.80 an hour.
Yeah. When I was 25, I was making about $40,000 a year. That was a long time ago. And we digress. Let's get back to this person. They want to know what to do to prepare to buy a house. That's why this person is making $97,000 a year because they're preparing to buy a house at 25 years old. And so it depends on how much you want a house, because they could probably buy a home right now.
Yeah.
You can have debt when you're buying a home as long as your monthly debts are in line with your income. With that kind of income, this person's making about $8,000 a month. So they can probably afford themselves about a $300,000 home comfortably, probably with a payment under $2,500 a month. And so that would be that would be a very comfortable, when I say comfortable, it will fit within guidelines as long as the rest of their debts don't accumulate to over 45% of their income, of their adjusted gross income. So depends on how much they want a house. They can probably buy one now. At that age, you know, when I was that age and I was unmarried, I had this dream of buying a mansion with seven homes and renting the other rooms out to my friends and so that they would pay for all the rent. And then we just have a lot of fun at 25. Now, that was a different time. That was a different time. And so, but that never occurred because I couldn't afford a mansion.
I've actually seen that before.
I couldn't afford the mansion.
My other question would be is how much do you have to put down at 25 years old? I mean, where does your down payment come from? Have you been able to save enough money, 3%, 3.5% down?
So we all have to take a look and see if you have 3% down for a conventional loan because first-time home buyers can get in for 3% down on conventional, 3.5% down for FHA. And so if you're USDA out in the country, there's some zero-down loans. They just increased, by the way, the income guidelines for USDA where you can have a little bit more income and still qualify for USDA. And there's zero down for VA. Those are the options for this person. And if they're a veteran, they might be able to get a VA loan. But what are they paying in rent? Are they paying $1,500? Are they paying $2,000? Do they want to get into a home that might be able to increase in value for them? And those are some of the things they need to think about. Call us at TexasLending.com. Talk to a loan officer. Here's what I would do if I were that person. Call. Ask for a loan officer. If you develop a good rapport with that person, because we have a purchase team here. They only work on home purchases.
And they're here.
We have a refinance team that does home equity and refinances, and we have a purchase team. And they're here now. And if you call, say, I want to come in for a cup of coffee. I want to get to know you. Because a year from now when you're buying, you can call that person back, and they can help you out with your home loan. And you develop a rapport with somebody. And I can tell you when you're buying a home, once that person has met you eye to eye and they see your family and they see you're real, there is a bond there. There were those people who want to get that loan done for you. You are now acquaintances. And so, yes, a lot of this is done by phone these days. A lot of this is done electronically. Yeah. But if you're buying a home and if you are in the area, come by and see a loan officer for a donut and a drink of coffee, and you guys can develop that relationship. We're going to come back for more Random Thoughts by Bubba.
And that was a different bond, too, that he was talking about.
We're going to come back for more mortgage questions. When you text us at 972-387-4600, you can also go online and apply at TexasLending.com for one of the lowest refinance rates that have ever been. Call us now. We're coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get in touch with us today. We have answers for your questions on refinances, on purchases, on home equity loans. Hey, if you want to buy a home right now, we had this person who just texted us and they were 25 and they wanted to buy a home. Maybe you're 45 buying for the first time. Maybe you're moving. You want to know how to get this thing started. Make sure you text us here. We'll talk with you about your situation. Maybe you have some credit score issues, wondering what you can qualify for. Or maybe you're just tuning in and you don't know that mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2% or over 2% since the middle of last year. If you got a home in the last several years, you might want to refinance that. And you might be able to save a ton of money right now. Make sure you call us or text us. Tress, are there any questions?
We have tons of questions.
Tons.
How can I refinance my home? Currently at 6.25%. The problem is that I'm a small business owner and I deduct everything from taxes, showing almost no income. What can I do?
Well, first of all, I got to say, if you're under 5'3", we generally don't give loans to people like that. They do say they're a small business owner. So.
Bada bing bong.
No, we don't have that cutoff. That cutoff doesn't exist. We help people in small business owners who deduct most of their income. One, they're saving a bunch of money on taxes, but they're not saving money on interest. But they're in that 6.25, it's going to be really hard to do much out of that thing unless you're showing some income on your taxes. So we have to show an adjusted gross income. If you're writing everything off, there's really no adjusted gross income there. We do have some loans that we can do for people in that situation, but their rates are probably right around where they are right now in the sixes or sevens.
Yes.
Those are called non-QM loans for people with low credit scores or income documentation challenges.
But they have better rates if you have good, better scores.
Yeah,
too.
We'll have to take a look at that and see. That might they might be able to save some money. We'll see if they can do a bank statement program. And if they have equity in their house, if their credit score is great, we might be able to get them some savings. They can call in and check. It's a free call.
Yeah.
So call us at TexasHoney.com. Right now, Loan Officer will help you out, 972-387-4600.
All right. Next up, I bought a brand new home last October. It is a VA loan. Can I now do an IRL or do I need to wait for more equity?
No. Nope.
Last October, they can do it now. As a matter of fact, they say they bought it last October. That's when the rates were at their highest. This person's probably sitting at 5 to 5.5 in their VA loan. And so they can
did one that it was 3 1/8 with an APR about 3.29, something like that.
Is that for a 30 year?
Yes,
30 year VA.
There's
Earl.
No 20 year Earl, and there is a 15 Earl, but the rates are not much better than the 30. And so I always say do the 30 and pay more if you want to. But people say they have behavioral things.
This person is probably staring down about a 2% lower interest rate for every $120,000. That you can, if you can save 1% on $120,000, you save $100 a month. So if you have a $360,000 mortgage, which is three times that, you'll save three times that. You'll save $300 a month by saving just 1% on your rate. With a rate savings right now, you can do a lot of great things for you and your family. Call us for
call
your
me.
VA. Call Bubba.
Yeah, because I've done about five of them in the last month.
call our office now. And ask to go to Bubba's voicemail. Just okay, don't ask for Bubba. That's his nickname. Ask for Gary Alexander.
Bubba.
Gary Alexander.
The dancing bear.
Yeah.
What am I? I got lots of names.
Who are you?
Make sure. Just don't. It's nothing that your wife calls you. We can't say that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right.
She's out of town, so that's good.
All right. Here we go. Next question, y'all. We have a follow-up question from somebody earlier. They want to know, also, is there a separate credit score for home loans versus auto loans?
Yes, there are. They have different...
And consumer credit.
Different algorithms.
Yes.
And so you're going to have different algorithms for mortgage credit. And that's why if you go shopping for a mortgage, then an auto, and then a credit card, and then furniture, they're all going to pull up under a different code. But if you shop for three different mortgage companies in one day, it all falls under one code. And so it's not going to get you with multiple hits. Your credit score is not going to drop by making sure you shop for a mortgage. It's going to drop if you're shopping for 15. You're buying a motorcycle and a plane and a yacht and in a
that last plane purchase of mine.
Now, if you're out there running credit under all those different codes, those different algorithms of those different credit qualifications, yes, your scores can go down. But it's not. I don't want you to pull my credit because I don't. My credit scores go down. That is a falsity.
That is a myth.
It's an urban myth. All right.
All right. Great for dispelling myths. Here we go. That is not a question. Here we go. I currently have a USD loan at 4.5%. Wanted to know if I could save by refinancing.
Yes,
they have a USDA streamline program too.
And you can call and ask for Gary Alexander. Gary is very versed in USDA. There's probably about 1% of the industry. 1%. One out of 100 loan officers actually understand USDA. So Gary's one of them. Make sure you call and leave a message for Gary. He can help you refinance that USDA loan on the USDA streamline. Great opportunity for you. 4.5%, you can probably drop that thing over 1% now.
Mm-hmm. Is that just one that's not done as often, the USDA loan?
It's a rural loan. It's in rural, and there are income requirements or income restrictions and asset restrictions. So the streamline refinance, not so much on the asset issue, but they might be able to take that from a USDA to a conventional.
Too.
Yeah, depending on what kind of equity they have in the home now.
Well, usually they do them on zero down, so.
Depends on how long they've been in the house.
Yeah, depends on how long they've been in the house.
Okay.
And how much equity they got.
Here we go. I am a new homeowner. How long before I can get a loan towards a home?
What?
Oh, I see. I think they are a homeowner. I wonder if they can get a home equity loan, I think. But they can refinance now. If you bought a home, there's pretty much no prepayment penalties on any loans these days. You can refinance them when you're ready. Now, if you want to do a VA IRL, you typically have to wait over 6 months to get that done. You have to wait over 6 months, because the VA doesn't want people buying a home and refinancing next week. But if they want to get a loan towards a home, I'm assuming that towards means cash out refinance or home equity. You'll need to have 20% equity when the loan closes on a home equity loan. And so it depends. it depends if you have equity in the home. If you bought it for cash and you have some equity in there, you might be able to do it right now based on what you bought it for. If you want to use your new appraised value, then you'll probably have to wait a typical amount of time.
6 months.
So make sure you call us for your text questions, or call us or text questions, right?
Yes.
You can call us.
Call us for your text questions.
You can call us and get on the air right here on the Fan. You got to call, though, 877-881-1053. If you want to text us, it's 972-387-4600. That same number, 972-387-4600, will also
get you to a receptionist.
Get you, if you call there, a live person will answer.
And then a live loan officer will answer.
A live loan officer will talk to you. And it's not a 45-minute wait like when you call your bank. it's actually a live person when you call TexasLending.com.
That's so funny. That's funny because I had a lady this week. She said, well, I'm waiting on my bank for a quote. And then by the end of the week, I said, are you still waiting? And she goes, yes. And I go, oh. I go, well, then you shouldn't wait anymore. And she goes, you're right.
Well, yeah, we can close loans. You know what? What happened is the rates went down. The industry tripled in refinances. And so
It downsized in the fall.
It downsized last year. The industry downsized by 50%, and then the business tripled. We went out. We have doubled our processing staff, and we're getting back to our – we were closing refinances in as fast as 10 days. That's added about 7 days. Mm-hmm. And so now we are going to be pushing back towards that time frame. That's the average, but we can tell you that, you know, our average closing here at TexasLending.com, I said that's the average. We can close loans pretty quickly here. Just know that
if they're in the Metroplex
you're outside the metro area, the issue is this. Here's the issue.
Appraisal.
The industry has tripled for refinances with the same number of appraisers. You can't just go out there and double the appraisers. We can go out there and hire processors from other companies to process your loans fast. You can't just double. They're not of the rabbit species. They can't just multiply. So if you're out in the rural areas and you're trying to get an appraisal done, then some of these appraisers are driving 40, 50 miles, and they might take a couple of weeks to get out there. That's the delays right now. It's not their issue. It's just a capacity issue.
It's not so much in the metropolitan area, but yes, in the outskirts, right. I've seen it.
Yes. Less appraisers to go out there to the houses. Hey, but we can help you here at TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. That's your text line to get your questions in. It's also your number to call a loan officer right now. Call us now. School is starting. Some of it's started for many of you this next week. In the coming weeks, a lot more people going to school, people going back to college this week, and I know it's going on. Get it started now. Get it started today. Get it started this morning. A loan officer will get your loan going into the process when you call now. And we're going to come back and answer more of your questions when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
I got breaking news. On Facebook last night, I saw Zeke Elliott on a plane back to Dallas.
On Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Well, Bubba's breaking news, but...
Such a valid source.
Yes, whatever Bubba says is true. Yes, we do not confirm or deny anything that Bubba says on this show.
Or judge him.
Okay. We're on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. David Blassingame and friends are next. And we are talking about your home loans here. We want to help you get a refinance done. Rates have dropped. Most everybody can refinance. I was talking to my neighbor a month ago, said, man, you got to refinance. Rates have dropped 0.5% since last month. And so from a month ago. Mm-hmm. So you are in a great position to refinance right now if you have a home that you bought any time 6 months ago or earlier, or call us now. Some of the lowest refinance rates of all time at one of the companies that has some of the lowest rates in Texas, TexasLending.com. We have any questions, Tress?
We do. Here, next up, I'm 44 and looking to buy my first home, and I don't know where to start.
Start at TexasLending.com. That's where you start to get your home loan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Call us at 972-387-4600. How do you start? You're 44. Well, if you're trying to get in a home for the first time, just know that the first-time home buyers get a reduced down payment. You can get a 3% down if you want to put the minimum amount down. You can put as much down as you want to. You can put 20%, 40%. You can get a 50% down loan if you want. TexasHoney.com has some options for first-time home buyers. For FHA, VA, USDA, conventional loans, you can call us, and a loan officer will look at your situation. It's a free qualification. And here's the thing. You can call. A loan officer will pre-qualify you. They'll get all your information to an underwriter here. We will verify your assets. We'll verify that we'll look at your income to see if you qualify. So when you do get a contract on a home loan, or do get a contract to buy a home, your home loan can close in as fast as 10 days. Why? Because we've already verified a lot of things. We need an appraisal, some title insurance, a survey, homeowner's insurance, after contract. If we already got everything else in-house, so call us, get a pre-approval letter. That way we'll send you to one of our realtor friends who we communicate with all the time, and you can get out there with that realtor. You guys can start searching for that home. Call us at TexasHoney.com. A loan officer will sit down with you, develop that friendship, look them eye to eye. If you want to do it by the phone, we do it all the time here at TexasHoney.com. Tress.
Okay. I owe around $40,000 on my home. The value is $185,000. We filed Chapter 13 in 2016 and will be out of it in 2021. My question is, would it benefit me to borrow from my 401k and pay the house off and pay myself back? The house is not included in the bankruptcy.
So here are some options for someone that's in a Chapter 13. Not everyone understands what a Chapter 13 bankruptcy is. They hear bankruptcy. For individuals, you have the Chapter 7. That wipes out all your debt. It goes away and through the courts. There's also a Chapter 13 where you're repaying your debts with court protection from keeping creditors from calling you and screaming at you. You reestablish your payments through the court, and you pay the court, and the court doles out your money to all the recipients. Chapter 13, they filed it in 2016, so it's been in for 3 years. On a conventional loan, you need to be out of that bankruptcy. It needs to be discharged for a certain number of years on a conventional loan. So they're not going to be able to get a cash back refinance on a conventional loan. They might be able to do a non-QM loan.
Yep.
A non-QM loan, a QM loan is a loan that's typically going to go to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae. It's going to go to a government-sponsored agency. A non-QM loan can be done, but they're going to have a higher rate on that situation. They can get a cash out refinance. They can pay off all their debts through that bankruptcy. Make sure you get approval through the trustee first, the trustee of the bankruptcy. That is an option on non-QM. They can buy another home right now if they want. They should actually sell their home, take all the money out of that home, and use it to buy another home under FHA or VA. As long as you're in that Chapter 13 for at least 1 year, paying it back, reestablishing your payments, and you have the credit score, you can still have a credit score over 600 if you're in a Chapter 13. If they have the credit score requirement, they can still get themselves into an FHA or a VA loan on a home purchase. And so that person has some options, a 9QM cashback refinance. If you want the 9QM cashback, call our company, ask for Gary Alexander, go into his voicemail. He'll call you after the show.
Okay, we have time for one more. I would like to add 4.25 acres to recently bought homestead. I bought it back in May. The lot next to me has gone on the market. What is the process for that?
See, they bought the home back in May. The question is, can they get cash out to buy it? If they can't get cash out, they might have to go to a bank and get approved for a land loan. And if you go to a local bank, they're going to lend money in your specific area. You might have to put 20% down or more. You'll probably pay some kind of prime rate plus. You're probably looking in this situation somewhere around 6.5 or 7.5 on a land loan. And you'll have a specific amount of time to get out of that land loan. They typically put those on balloon notes where they'll put you on a 15 to 30 year payment that you have to pay off in 3 to 5 years. Or less. So you'll have a chance to get into that land. Depends on if it's agricultural out there and they're going to do other stuff with it. The bank will tell you what kind of loan you can get on it. But that's what I suggest if you want to buy the next door neighbor's land. Unless you have a lot of equity in your home already, you might be able to get an equity loan and use that to buy it.
Sweet.
Hey, we are running out of We've run out of time. We've run out of time. That's it. No. It's time to go get breakfast from Luby's.
Or have gum.
Or day-old gum. You can start a day-old gum store.
Ooh,
Bubba.
That's a good idea.
We can sell it at my day-old sushi store.
Man. Okay. I thought you'd forgotten about that.
No, it's always on top of my mind. It's my number one idea. Okay, we're going to take off for now, but we'll see you next week here on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. We wish everyone a great week.
Refinance now. Call us.
Call 972-387-4600 for Tress, Gary, and Kevin. See you next week in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.